A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 figures and what is happening in the country following a lockdown that has been put into place by the Zimbabwean government. And we know that right now, Jonga, there are about over 15,000 people who have contracted COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. That is since March this year. And out of this number, 11,574 have actually recovered. And we've got about 300 people who have died of COVID-19. And recently, Chonga, one of our independent commentators, Vegezela Fuzwayo, actually died of COVID-19. And there are several other people who also died, and they include Reverend or Bishop Shank of the Brethren in Christ Church and several other people in Zimbabwe. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 85 million people that have contracted COVID-19, and roughly about 1.8 million people have actually died. And in USA, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are about 21 million people who have contracted the disease, and 351,590 have actually died. These figures are as of today.
Mm-hmm. Hongu vadiwa vatereri, tiri kusangana zvakare muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Nhasi tiri kutarisa matambudziko akonzerwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19. Chirwere ichi chaita kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe itore matano elockdown inorambidza vanhu kufamba-famba, inosungira kuti vanhu vanga vachiteera mitemo yekuchengetedza utano yakatarwa nebazi rezveutano pamwe chete neWorld Health Organization. Tinonzwa kuti mangwana ndo pachanyatsotanga mitemo wakasimba wekurambidza kufamba-famba kwevanhu mumaguta. Asi zvimwe zvinonzi zvatotanga, zvitoro nezvimwe vanenge vachitarisirwa kuti vanenge vachivhura kuseni na8 kana na9 vachivhara na3. Ndo mimwe yemitemo iyoyo. Vanhu vasingabvumidzwi kufamba-famba pakati penguva dza6 manheru kusvika 6 mangwanani dzemangwana nekuda kwekukwira kwaita chirwere. Tinoona kuti nezuro chete vanhu vanokwana kuita 774 kana kuti mazana manomwe nemakumi manomwe nevana vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichocho, takaita vanhu vatatu vakafa. Izvi zvakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa necovid-19 pa15,265 kana kuti zviuru gumi nezvishanu nemazana maviri ane makumi matanhatu nevashanu. Kunyanga hazvo paine vanhu vanokwana kuita 11,574 kana kuti zviuru gumi nechimwe nemazana mashanu nemakumi manomwe nevana vapora. Asi pavanhu vatatu vakafa, zvasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vafa nyika yose pamazana matatu nemakumi masere kana kuti 380. Tiri kuonawo kuti South Africa yakaisa mutemo welockdown level 3, zvaita kuti hurumende yemusouth Africa vanga vachiisa mauto nehelicopter nemaroadblock kumuganho weZimbabwe nenyika iyi. Tinonzwa kuti helicopter dzine dzichitendera dzichiteera muganho iwoyo. Mugwagwa unobva kuBeitbridge uchienda muJohannesburg, tinonzwa kuti kune maroadblock akasimba zvikuru. Koitawo kuti muZimbabwe tinotarisira kuti nelockdown iyi kune kwaane maroadblock nemauto nemapurisa vanenge vachiona kuti mutemo wateerwa. Asi vamwe vakawanda vari kuchema kuti dzimwe nguva tinodzokera pataa tiri pane imwe lockdown yakamboitwa yainzi mauto nemapurisa aivavo vanofananga vachichengetedza mutemo vaityora kodzero dzevanhu ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tichikurukura nhasi. Tichatarisawo zviri kuitika muno muAmerica kusarudzo iri kuitwa mangwana kuGeorgia iri kudzokorwa inonzi runoff mushure mekunge pasarudzo yemusi wa3 November, musi wa3 Mbudzi, pashaya munhu akakunda musarudzo iyoyo. Pasi rose tanzwa sezvataurwa naGibbs kuti vanhu vanodarika 85 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi, vafa vanodarika 1.8 million. Pasi rose muAmerica chete vanhu vanodarika 21 million vabatwa nechirwere ichochi, vafa vachidarika 351,000. Ndo nyaya dzatiri kukurukura nhasi, Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke kunongo ke okupewa ngojonga kona pamakatini kuti kula vantu vanenge sivile kukanya sevulawa iCOVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe. Siyawazi kuti kona manje kula vantu avedlula 15,000 asavahlolwa vatholakala vele COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbito lonyaka, kuti kaba 11,514 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo, kuze kusithi ke aba 380 sebabulawa iCOVID-19. Lokhu ke kwethulwa lohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Siyabona njalo ke emhlabeni onke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ithi kula bantu 85.2 million asebebanjwe iCOVID-19, kuthi asebebhubhile bayi 1,845,000 259 kona pake kwele meli kake kwayanzane la umputan lo yame mete kakunyo kumakalisayo siyabona ke kuna bantu 20.6 million aseba jwe COVID-19 kwele meli ka kusu kusiti 351,590 actually died. And Zimbabwe recently a prominent civic society leader Mr. Matuma Fuzayo Bekezela Matuma Fuzayo actually died. So we've got some footage and some people speaking at his funeral today, Chonga, in Gwanda. Let's listen to what some people said about the late Matuma.
Kanda ubonga kakhulu lonke lihlobo ngokuphathisa emsebenzini lokusukela uFuzayo esishiya kuze kuzefika ngasona lesi sikhathi sesiyibeka. Ngiyabonga izihlobo zaboFuzayo nezihlobo zaboNdlovu bonke abaphathise ngendlela ezitshiyeneyo, abangani, umakhelwane namalunga ezihlanganiso kade zivaliswa la ekuseni ngalezi baliswa izikhulumi ayesebenzelana nawo. Siyabonga ibandla labafundisi ngokuba lathi ngezinkonzo ngekhaya ngenkonzo yonale eyalamhla le mithandazo mayelana ngalo umsebenzi. Siyabonga kanti kwedlulisela ukubonga kwami futhi kwabe-Doves. Abe-Doves babengabantu mabona namfana abasiyeza emoteni le, hhayi ngabantu athe belandwa sekwehle lokho kwaba lula kakhulu ukukhulumisana labo kusukela ebuyamthatheni esibhedlela besiyamfaka kuphala yabo. Siyazi esikhathini esiningi kwakuthiwe imali phambili kodwa hhayi basibekezelele basesithemba. Ngiyakubonga khona lokho kwaze kwathi ngemva kusuku olulodwa insuku ezimbili kwalungiswa konke. Siyakubonga kakhulu kwaboDouse khona lokho ukuthi basiphathele kuze kuze fika kulesi sigaba. Sibonga njalo amalunga emuli, abangani, lezi nhlanganiso zona lezi eziphandiweyo ngokuphathisa emsebenzini lo ngezimali ngokudla ikakhulu. Sibonga njalo lokuba khona kwenu khona ukuthi lisukumile ngobuningi benu. Yeah, so Chonga, that was the burial ceremony of Mr. Bekezela Matuma in Gwanda today. So as per COVID regulations, there are very few people that attended the funeral. You know, that includes his wife, his kids, his brother, and his mother, and several other people. The person who was talking, there is one of the local leaders, was saying Matuma played a very key role in terms of, you know, highlighting many, many things that are directly affecting Zimbabweans. So, iko konoku ke okwenzakale Chonga, kuna ale kwanda.
This also gives, wadio wateri, tanzwa hapo, mashoko, angachi buda pakuradzikwa kwa mkoma Fuzwayo, wakasha ya nechirwere ichochi, che COVID-19, waradzikwa nasi, tichinzwa mfundisi, angachi kwa shoko ni kutenda ama neshamwari nevemasangano akazvimirira vanga vachishanda navafudzwa mubasa ravo nemabasa ose avanga vachiita. Tinoti Mwari ange achinyaradza mhuri. Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs tave nevadare vedu, tinava Dewa Mavhinga vanove mukuru wesangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamhembe kweAfrica. Togamuchirai vaMavhinga pachirongwa chedu tichiti muve gore zvarakanaka. Happy New Year.
Makorokota egorezva, ndinotenda kuva muchirongwa, maita basa.
Zvakanaka, tinotendawo zvakare kuti takwanisa kutevera vakatiza chando vakaenda kuAfrica, uko kwavari uko varegista rumbira vanogara kuCanada vari sachigaro weZANU-PF mudunhu reNorth America, asi pari zvino vari kuZimbabwe. Tavabata vari kuVictoria Falls. Tinoimba kuti masaisai achatibvumidza kutinge tichitaura navo kwenguva yakareba. Togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu vacharumbira tichiti Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you, all of
thank
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, Mr. Tarumira, there are these new COVID regulations. Can you tell us what is going on right now in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much, Studio 7. Yes, currently, I'm actually in Mashingo.
I think he's got a problem with his line. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Charumbira. Go ahead.
I think I'm back now.
Yes.
So currently I'm in Mashingo here, and it's been a hectic day today. The town was full. I've never seen people, so many people in this province, in this town, since I was born here. The roads were closed. People coming to town. Town was busy. People buying stuff, I think, to stock. People were trying to get out of town to go back to the wherever they are coming from because of the lockdown that is going to commence tonight. So we see that the government has decided to put this lockdown because of the new trend of COVID-19 that came through South Africa. And because of that, we had no choice but to put this lockdown. First and foremost, I want to say condolences to the Malunga family,
Maduma.
And also to one of our comrades, Maduma.
Yes.
Thank you, yeah. And also to one of our chairperson of ZANU-PF for UK, comrade Masimbata Wengwa, who also passed away on Thursday from COVID-19, and I heard that today. His mother also passed away this afternoon. Comrade Masimba also passed away here in Harare. So this past week and up to today, there is quite a number of people who died, especially in the capital city, Harare, because of COVID-19. And the government was left with no choice but to put a lockdown effective tonight. So right now, the current situation is that all the roads that are coming in and out of each and every town, they are all manned. The police and the army, they are actually manning the roads, and they're asking, tomorrow they'll be asking you for a letter to travel. They will need a letter to know where you're coming from and where you are going. So that's the current situation. But the enforcement, I like the way they are enforcing it here. It's actually better than the way they enforce in Canada. So that's the current situation.
Yes, Tonga.
Thank you so much, maita basa vacharumbira. Regai timbonzwawo kuna vaMavhinga kuti vanoti nedanho rakatorwa nehurumende rekuisa lockdown vaMavhinga.
Kutanga ndinoti nematambudziko zvikuru sei vanhu vari kushayika nenyaya yedenda recovid-19. Zvinorwadza, idambudziko guru kwazvo. Uyezve tinovimba kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe ichacherechedza zvakatarwa neWorld Health Organization nehurumende pamusoro pekuzvichengetedza, kupfeka zvinofukidza mhino nemuromo, kusainda pakao pamagungano akawanda, uyezve kugara mudzimba. Asi pane dambudziko rekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe haisi kutungamira nemazvo, nekuti tinoziva kuti iko zvino mazuva maviri tisachapinda muChristmas. Mukuru wenyika vaMnangagwa vanga vaine boka guru kwazvo rezvematongerwo enyika kwaChivi. Kwainge kwakaungana mazana nemazana evanhu. Zvinoita kuti paite sekuti chirwere ichi hachiko. Saka hurumende ngaitungamire nenzira inotaridza kuti denda reCovid ririko zvachose, nekuti kana kuine magungano anenge achitenderwa nekuti ndevanhu vari kudivi rezano PF, kana nguva yapfuura gurukota rezvemufambiso kumashoko Mai Monica Mutsvangwa vakaita bhavhadhe mhemberero yakakura kwazvo yanga iine vanhu vanga vasina kupfeka zvekuvhara miromo nemhuno, zvoita sekuti denda iri manyepo kana kuti kutamba. Saka ndochekutanga ichi. Uyezve hurumende yeZimbabwe haisi kubatsira vanotambudzika, vanoshaya, vanova vakawanda muZimbabwe vanoda kuchikafu, vanopona nekuti dai vabatsirwawo. Kune dzimwe nyika zvikanzi kwaitwa iyi yavari kuti lockdown yekuvharira vanhu kuti garai muDzimba, nyika dzinobatsira nechikafu. Tinoziva kuti kuSouth Africa vanenge vachipuwa, vanenge vachishaya, vanenge vachipuwa. KuZimbabwe hakuna zviriko zviri kupuwa vanhu zvekubatsira. Mari yaitaurwa kunzi zvichida ingangopuwa vanhu inoita iyo madhora matatu emari yekunze yekuAmerica, haisi kuonekwa kuti iri kupuwa ani chaizvo chaizvo. Idambudziko guru iroro. Uyezve zvipatara hazvisi kukwanisa kubatsira vanhu. Saka kuZimbabwe vanhu vangori vega, havana hurumende iri kutungamira, havana hurumende iri kuvacheuka.
So in terms of what is going on, Mr. Mavinga, in Zimbabwe, is there any way that people can appeal against the imposition of that kind of lockdown?
Well, yes, the first port of call is the court, the High Court of Zimbabwe. It can review any regulations that have been set by the Minister of Health, and it can set them aside if appropriate. But what is important is to understand the gravity of COVID-19. It is there. But we have a country on autopilot. The government is not supporting Zimbabweans. People who deserve and need, you know, interventions, food parcels, are not receiving anything. So people will be forced to violate COVID-19 regulations for them to survive, for them to find means of sustaining and getting on with their livelihoods. So this is the biggest challenge. Unlike in South Africa, where the government provides food parcels, it has opened up for, you know, a trust fund where individuals put in money to support vulnerable members of the communities. In Zimbabwe, that thing is non-existent. We know that the Minister of Finance spoke about, you know, giving some money, which would amount to about $3 per month. But that money, we don't know who is receiving it. It is a phantom, really, up in the air. So it's a huge failure by the government of Zimbabwe to enforce a lockdown without supporting communities, without supporting vulnerable members of the community. And you know that with upwards of 90% unemployment in Zimbabwe and people depending on the informal sector for survival, for livelihoods, the government is failing the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mateo Mavinga. We also have Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is in South Africa. He's a Zimbabwean working and living in that country. Mr. Mhlanga, welcome to the program, sir.
Yebo babu Dube, kunjani?
Siyaphila mfowethu, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila nami.
Yeah, okokuqala ke, if we look at what is going on in Zimbabwe, there's this lockdown. And in South Africa, we know that some people get a bit of help, you know, whenever there's a lockdown. What happens really? Can you tell people really what happens when there's a lockdown in South Africa in terms of citizens of that country who are not working, who have lost their jobs, and all those kind of things?
Okay, in South Africa, well, there is 350 rand monthly allowance that people get, those that are not working. And then there is what they also call, it's a UIF, rather, that employees, if your company was contributing towards the UIF, which is an unemployment benefit fund, like the other, so they get paid full salaries, or at least they get paid maybe up to a certain percentage of that so that they can sustain themselves. Then there is also, even for those that are employed, but AMA companies were not contributing towards the UIF, would also get AMA 350 rand when allowed. So it actually alleviates. Then comes AMA food passes. Well, I know people think South Africa provides a lot. It's not really a lot of this food parcel. They come here and there, not that every day, or maybe within a certain period, people get food parcels. So the government has managed to set up that fund, 350 rand per month per person. Food parcels come also as a bonus. If you are lucky in your area, you get food parcels, or some people who are well-wishers, they can also send in some food parcels, then people like that.
Thank you,
Zimbabwe, but
yeah.
From what I would maybe look at it this way, that we may not compare Zimbabwe with South Africa, on the sense that South Africa is a well-up country. Zimbabwe, I don't know whether we still have a country or we just have a place with people living in it. So, I don't know. They may not be getting those food parcels or the $3 like this other guy was saying. I don't know what's happening.
Yes, I was about to talk about it.
Yes, vacharumbira ndofunga vanogona kuda kupindura mashoko ataurwa navamavhinga pamwe chete nemashoko ati kubva kutaurwa navamusanga. Vacharumbira.
Ya, ndoda kutenda sikuru ne kuti ndipindure zvataurwa navamavhinga. I don't know kuti vamavhinga tingaita here nyika yekuti tinongogara chingopikisana. Tichingogara takatarisa kuti chaitwa negovernment chose, chochi analyze, and then we make it a big deal. Listen here, Brother Mavhinga. The president of this country is very educated and very aware of the effects of COVID-19. I would give him 100% as compared to other nations. We've got South Africa, where Ramaphosa is struggling with COVID-19 in Africa. And our president, what he is doing and what he's been doing, as soon as he sees that the numbers of COVID-19 are kind of getting up a little bit, he places a lockdown right on the spot. And here in Zimbabwe, the lockdown here is a real lockdown, whereby the army and the police, they'll stop you right there. The road that the main road just from your house, there will be a police manning that road. And they will need a letter from you of where you're going and when you're coming back. And they also need the time. If they allow you to go, they will need time, because you're still going to come back to your house. Now, he was talking about president being in TV, and there were a lot of people around him and all that. This is what's going on. We have to have a country, and we cannot just lock the country. We need the country. We need production in the country. There was development there in TV where the president had gone to see the development that was done there by the resident minister, Chazamira, over there, where he managed to install water pipelines in the rural areas. And that's a milestone, because if you know Chivi in Zimbabwe, it's a place, Chivi is the belt of Matabeleland, where the water is always an issue. And the president had to go there for that. And to be honest with you, during that time, we did not have cases of COVID-19. So, and also, whenever the president is around, people come in and want to see the president. And if you look at the pictures and the videos, each and everyone had a mask, because people were allowed in and out. People had their masks, and as far as the social distance is concerned, the way things are here in Zimbabwe, I'm here right now, the way things are here in Zimbabwe is that, let's say, for example, in Mashingo town or province where I am, there's not been any cases until last night. We have 3 cases as of today. But 2 days ago, there were no cases of COVID-19 in the whole province. So if there are no cases, people are, we are still here to live. We still have a life to live. People are allowed to, if they break in a little bit of rules, it's okay. But one thing that I've seen is that each and every person who you see moving around in town and in cars, every car that is with more than two people, people are putting on their masks. And everywhere you're getting into the shop, in and out, people are being checked their temperature. And this is what I want you, Brother Jonga and Brother Gibbs, to know. Here in Zimbabwe, if you walk into a Pick and Pay, there's a temperature change, there is a sanitizer, and you need your mask right there. And I don't see that in Canada. I don't see that in America. And now, when someone comes and he say, I'm a human rights, whatever, like Brother Mavinga, and he wants to pin and pick point the president that whatever he's doing is not right. To me, I think this is just hogwash. I want to be honest with you. Now I want to go to the event that happened at Trade Fair. Last week I was there at Trade Fair. The president came there. It was a national Thanksgiving day for all the churches that are praying for Zimbabwe. I was there. I was sitting on the front row. Everybody had a mask. All the chairs were placed in a social distance manner, and there was order in that hall. Even outside, there was order. So the fact that the president is doing whatever possible to keep to the safety of Zimbabweans, it doesn't matter we are opposition or whatever, we should be able to, and most of these people, they are not here on the ground. I would like Brother Mavinga, where are you, brother? Come here, so that you can speak what you're saying. Why are you on the ground with me? So that you and me, we move together on the streets. And then we see if the president is not doing his job. So
thank you.
Let's just not do opposition everywhere. Before, during, and after election.
Thank you.
We need a country. We have a country to run. We need to open our economy. We cannot shut down. Therefore, that's why the president is enforcing laws so that people can still do their business, but making sure that the spread of COVID-19 is catered for. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And before we go to Ms. Noctula Adonsi, Mr. Mavinga, do you have any reaction to that?
Yes. And it is painful that Charumbira, who is based in North America, thinks that you can have national lockdowns without addressing the livelihoods of vulnerable communities. I am not in the opposition. And Charumbira, if you think that human rights are hogwash, then you are lost. Because what we are talking about are people's lives. People are dying. People cannot afford the ventilators that we're talking about. And yet we have ZANU-PF supporters like Kilazibu saying, get a ventilator in your household, in your home, and hire a private doctor. How much does it cost to get people into hospitals when they suffer from COVID? What are the figures about the government feeding people, if it is feeding anyone? We need to talk about facts. The problem, of course, is polarization, because Charumbira, you think that defending Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF, regardless of the facts, is what you should be doing. We need to talk about people's lives. People are dying. COVID is there, but how do you keep people indoors without food? More than half of the Zimbabwean population, 8.6 million Zimbabweans, need food aid this year. ZANU-PF has looted the Command Agriculture support, and the country is without sufficient food. These are facts. People are not being arrested. You have ZANU-PF having rallies at Chivi 23 December. Hundreds of thousands of people there. And no social distancing, no proper wearing of masks. These are the facts. Can you address the facts without calling human rights issues hogwash? Because these are matters of life and death.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Stay on the line there, Mr. Jonga.
Yes, Gibbs. Ndofunga uri kunzwa zvakanaka nekuti pamboita kunge paku breaker.
Yeah, quiet.
Yes, I'm just seeing a tweet on Zim Live handle. It says, happening now, Zimbabwean border authorities at Beitbridge have told thousands of Zimbabweans returning to South Africa after holidays that only those with permits or South African citizens will be allowed through. South Africa made no such directive Enga Rising vehicle queue now stretches several kilometers. Ndo zviri kunzi zviri kuitika iye zvino pa border Rebate Bridge kupinda South Africa. Tiri kunzwa kuti nemasimba pa border ipapo veZimbabwe, hurumende yeZimbabwe yati vanhu vari kudzokera muSouth Africa kubva kuZimbabwe vangauya kuzororo vanobvumidzwa kupinda chete vanhu vanenge vaine mapermit kana kuti mvumo inoita kuti vagare muSouth Africa kana kuti zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa ndovari kunzwa vari kubvumidzwa. Tiri kunzwawo nzi kwaita mitsetse yakakura dzimotokari yevanhu vanga vachitarisira kupinda imomo muSouth Africa, asi nemutemo kana matano ari kutorwa pabhodha zvaakureva kuti vakawanda vanogona kunonoka kugadzirirwa mapepa avo kana kuonekwa kuvhenekwa kuti vange vachipinda muSouth Africa. Ndo zviri kuitika paBate Bridge border iye zvino. Gibson, tina amai vari pano pachirongwa, ungavazivisa here kuti ndiani?
Umama Lapislay unokutula Adonsi, ukona ngale ke eCape Town, uhlala kule South Africa. So Adonsi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mama.
Ngiyabonga babudube, sanibonani.
Unjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, ngapha ngiziphilele.
Abantu lapho uzwile uJongo uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi sokugcwela abantu sebulabaningi okunye okumangalisayo khona ngale ke emngceleni. Sikesathunyezelwa amapikitsha kumbe ngithi imfanekiso lapha ngumnumzana uDennis Juru weZimbabwe International Cross Borders Association esithi kugcwela abantu okunye okumangalisayo. Labanye abasebezama ukuchapha uLimpopo bezihambela nje bayabotshwa okunye okumangalisayo. Akusitshela ukuthi uzokuthwani kuthiwa kwenzakalani?
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa lokhu. Bengikhangela even ku-news, ngikhangela even lo minister uke wakhuluma ngesimo sebhoda. Eqinisweni kuyadanisa ukubona ukuthi isimo sibi ngalolo hlobo, ngoba phela i-government from the first place and bakumele ukuthi i-government athi kwakumele ukuthi ivula amabhoda. Ngesikhathi ivula amabhoda kwakumele ukuthi ngaba bele plan yokuthi bazayenza njani, ngoba lokho okwenzakala namhlanje esikubonayo indaba yokuthi i-government yayingela plan, yayenza izinto ingela plan ukuthi izenza njani. Inkinga kuze namhlanje abantu bazithole besehlupheni lolo abaphakathi kwayo yikuthi i-government ayizange yaplana kuhle ukuvula kwayo amabhoda, yayingekho ready. Yakho ngukuvula amabhoda because they are clueless, akulanto abayiplanayo. Njalo futhi i-corruption esebhoda yiyo kwenza ukuthi namhlanje size sizithole silapha. Kwakumele ukuthi bazi ukuthi kokona kumele ukuthi bazayenza njani, abantu ababavulela ibhoda bazayenza njani. So khathesi ngendlela okuyoyona kuyabonisa nje ukuthi ugovernment wethu akula nto ayenza. Njalo ugovernment yethu akula nje into ayizamayo kumbe kunjani. Njalo futhi ngizu omunye ubaba lapha ngazi ukuthi ukuthiwa ubani ubaba lo ogqoka amandlazi. Bakithi heyi, abantu kabayekele ukuthi balokhuze baqamba amanga kumbe bafike batshaye indaba befihle umphini. Hey bantu, akula nto abayenzayo. Umbona nje khuluma nje ukhuluma nje akukhulumta ayaziyo akakwazi ukuthi abantu kwenzakalani lokuthi abadala kwenzakalani ekhaya akulandi, ngoba uphelisela uyabazi ukuthi abantu abatshontshayo vele aba-understand abazwisisi abantu abatshontshayo lokhu vele abantu bazama nje ukuthi babuyele eSouth Africa bebezama ukuyabona abantwana. Kambe yavala nini i-lockdown? I-lockdown iqale phela last year ngoFebruary. So abantu njengoba behamba, the reason why abantu behamba yikuthi abanye bebevele befisa ukuthi ngababona abazali babo ekhaya. Njalo futhi i-lockdown lay namhlanje ukuze kugcwale laphana e-border is because uChiwenga uthe kokona kuzaba le-lockdown. Akaqacisanga lokuthi kwenzakalani, wabanika abantu isikhathi esinathi. So abantu bagijima ngoba abafuni ukuvalelwa nga. Abafuni ukuvalelwa eZimbabwe ngoba kumele ukuthi babuyele phela emsebenzini ngoba namhla amakhampani zabe ayavula amaningi. So kwaba lamanga futhi ukuthi iSouth Africa izaya kuloku level 5. So ibenzakele ukuthi i-speech lesanesiphiwe uChiwenga yisesenze ukuthi abantu bagijimele ngoba bathi befuna ukudlula. Unfortunately nje into eyenzakele ukuthi iSouth Africa ithe ibone i-corruption eyenzakala eZimbabwe eyenziwa ngamasotsha lamapolisa lawo okuthiwa ye-abuse alokuza alungisa umthetho. Yikho okwenza ukuthi labo bathi ilizwe lethu asingeke siyekele ilizwe abantu bengena elizweni lethu ngendlela abangena ngayo. So lokhu aso problem yomuntu, iproblem yi-government engazange ibe le plan from day one bevula amabhoda. Abazange babe le plan bapho ngokuvula amabhoda for nothing.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Adonsi, sicela ubambe khonapho. So Jonga, what she says that you know the government of Zimbabwe did not have a proper plan of saying how people are going to cross you know, the Patriot Border Post. So she says there was nothing put in place there. And therefore, people now are queuing, you know, outside the entry points there. And then she says at the same time, you know, the government of Zimbabwe does not know what it is doing in terms of containing COVID-19. And she went on to say, you know, the order that was issued by VP Chiwenga actually confused a lot of people. Those people ended up rushing to buy the border post so that they can cross to South Africa. So now they are stuck there, and she's very much worried. So maybe you can chip in, Chiwenga. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Gibbs, let's not forget that South Africa on its side has deployed the army to make sure that the border is inaccessible to those illegal border jumpers who we hear frequently cross into South Africa despite dangers they face on the Limpopo River. But as we speak now, Gibbs, people are making last-minute efforts to make sure that they stock and this has also caused the congestion in the cities, especially as Mr. Charumbira said in Masvingo, and also in Harare. I saw Minister of Information, Permanent Secretary, Mr. Nick Mangwana, posting on Twitter that there is a traffic jam along roads leading into the CBD in Harare. I think people are trying to make last-minute efforts to stock. But looking at this last-minute stocking, do we see people getting enough of what they need before the lockdown takes effect at midnight today? Charumbira, munoona here vanhu vachikudirira kuunganidza zvavanoda munguva diki diki iyoyi kuti vange vagadzirira nokuti vanzwa kuti lockdown ine mazuva anokwana kuita 30.
Thank you, Mr. Jonga. I think I wanted to just respond to the sister who was speaking, saying the government had no clue whatsoever. She was claiming that the government of Zimbabwe has no clue. I think she is the one who doesn't have a clue of what the government is doing, because she is not even in Zimbabwe. If she wants to have a clue, she should come home here in Zimbabwe so she can have a clue. So we will not listen to those that are outside who are murmuring around and you know, shouting at the government. But you are not there. Come here, build the country. Come and see what we are doing here. We brought masks and sanitizers. We are also helping the government to equip our own people. The duty is no longer. Most of these people who left Zimbabwe way back, they left Zimbabwe when white people were controlling. Now Africans, Zimbabweans, are the ones who are in charge of their economy. So we are the ones who should equip our own people from the spread of COVID-19. Now going to the stocking, I think our people are just overreacting.
So
they know that they will be open from 8 to 3 p.m. So you would have a chance to go to the store and buy your food from between the time of 8 in the morning to 3 p.m. But things like saloons and other businesses are actually going to be on lockdown for the next 30 days. So we are not having a total shutdown. There are other businesses that will be open, especially food. You'll be able to go and buy your food and your fuel with no problem. I wanted to respond to those that don't have food. There is already setups in every province. Every minister of state is responsible. As you know, this government is working on devolution. Every minister of state is responsible for his state. So, for example, in Masvingo province, Comrade Chazamira is responsible to make sure that there's enough food that was already stocked. There's rice, there's everything, cooking oil, that is here. And I'm not just fabricating. These things are actually available for those that are in need. When you are in need and you are listening to me, get in touch with your minister of state and he will be able to direct you to a place where you can get something to feed you and your family. Thank you.
So, how about people who are crossing to South Africa? You know, it seems as if people are saying there was no plan, you know, from the government of Zimbabwe.
Let me jump into that. We have a problem. We have a problem with South Africa. South African government has been letting people into Zimbabwe with fake COVID certificates. I've met many truck drivers here in Masvingo who crossed the border from South Africa, and there's not been proper checkup of your testing of COVID-19 on the other side of the border. So they are letting people into Zimbabwe without being tested. But when people are coming out of Zimbabwe into South Africa, they want them to be tested and they want it to be verified. And this is the problem we're having with the border in South Africa. People are actually crossing the border, jumping the border on sides without even going through the structured border. And that problem is not with Zimbabwe. It's the problem of South African government. And now the fact that they are actually trying to punish our people to get into South Africa, which is very unfair. Because we have got people who work in South Africa, they are helping the economy of that country to grow. And if we remove all Zimbabweans, if we work on our economy, of which the president is doing that, by 2030, all Zimbabweans who are actually across borders will be able to come home and find the job that they are doing over there, over here. We will see that the economy of South Africa will start turning to be building the economy of Zimbabwe. The economy of South Africa going down because our people who are actually building the economy there, they should be allowed to go back to work because they are building the economy over there. So it is very unfair, but we'll let the foreign affairs minister to deal with those issues.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mtanga, can you chip in there? Baba Mtanga, chip in there.
Yeah, Baba Mtanga.
Uh-huh.
I want to differ a little bit. No, see, Silapa Okulumalo, it's a Cape Town. I don't know what plans she's talking about. The thing I call, I go to one, people must understand, if South Africa is happy with the status quo that is present in Zimbabwe right now, all this problem, there is no food, there is no this, there is no what, and people are dependent from this side. South Africa is very, very happy because the Zimbabweans are booming the economy in South Africa by coming through here to buy things and go back tomorrow there almost on a daily basis. But on the other hand, South Africa wants people to come through the official entry points with a valid document. So, on the other hand, South Africa opened the border first before Zimbabwe opened the border there. Then also, I would like to believe, after Zimbabwe realized that, okay, we cannot keep our borders closed when South Africa has opened their border, because we have people in South Africa. Now, they also open. But come December, the Christmas holidays, a lot of people, we mentioned this on social media, that people must stay home. They mustn't go to Zimbabwe. Because one, there is a danger of now going there to be the super spreaders of the virus. Secondly, because South Africa is also under pressure from its own citizens that they don't want, especially right now, Mr. Dube, the people who are not wanted in South Africa are the Zimbabweans. Most of the people can be in South Africa, but Zimbabweans, because one, we now have a very bad name of the wrongdoings that our people are doing in this country. We have a very bad record whereby a lot of our people who are in here don't have papers, are just people who are here and are known to the government, although the government knows there is kind of people from Zimbabwe who are undocumented. So the government is under intense pressure that they have to stop the illegal movement of people between the Zimbabwean border and South African border.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, that measure that they put at the borders, I feel, on my own personal view, it's a measure to protect their own laws. And again, people must also know that when they get into foreign countries, they must respect the laws of that particular country. But our people don't want to do that. People want to come in, do whatever they go. I mean, they're doing. Then they can go back anytime, come back anytime. But it's not the way. Imagine the revenue that also South Africa loses at the border there because people are not coming through the border. So South Africa is exercising its own laws, but we don't understand that. On the Zimbabwean side, I would like to believe after the government realized the sketch that, I mean, the sudden rise of the COVID cases and the number of deaths happening within the past few weeks, they have the right to go on lockdown like any other country. Even in UK, I don't know, last time I heard someone saying they are on level 5. Mm-hmm. Even everywhere, people are putting measures to try and keep the spread. Therefore, Zimbabwe can never be isolated to say they are not going to have lockdowns just because there is South Africa and people want to go to South Africa. People should have stayed in their homes. All of us have got relatives, mothers, children, or whatever. But people should have stayed home. They wouldn't have faced what is there. Like I said before, kids, in the first show, mm-hmm. imagine a kumbi without seats, with only one seat, four-seater. Only that row, people are sitting. The rest are sitting on the floor of the court. Even in Zimbabwe, it's breaking the law. So when now the police stop that kind of a vehicle, they find that all those people inside, they don't have papers. Definitely, they have to arrest people. They stop buses. In the buses, people don't have a COVID certificate. They don't have papers. The police have to do their duty. So we must stop blaming some of the things either in South Africa or Zimbabwe. Let's blame ourselves. Let's sort out our own country. Then maybe we can then see who is wrong, who is right. South Africans need their own space. We are there disturbing them, and they want us gone. So that's why we'll have all these things because the government is also under pressure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga. I think we have to bring in Mr. Tewa Mavhinga and Jonga. So go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, Mavhinga, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa nevatauri vese vataura nguva yese. Maybe you can just give us your thought on what all these other guests said and also what is happening in South Africa, where we heard that at the border there, the Zimbabwean authority is not allowing anyone without a permit to stay in South Africa, be it a citizenship permit or the permits that are temporary permits. What's your take there?
Well, South Africa's response is essentially xenophobic.
But and this is, sorry, Mr. Mavhinga, this is the Zimbabwean government, the Zimbabwean authority doing that, only allowing those with South African citizenship and permits to go into South Africa, not the South African government.
Well, yes, I wanted to start with the South African side first, that their enforcement of regulations is essentially xenophobic. But on the Zimbabwean side, they also need to realize that people are working in South Africa. People are entitled to visit South Africa because of the visa regulation and regime that is there between Zimbabwe and South Africa. That must be respected. There are people who have been at the border, at Beitbridge, in buses who have traveled. And these regulations were not communicated. They have just been sprung up without a plan when people are already at the border. And that is wrong and unfair. And what we're saying is that this is the problem with the authorities in Zimbabwe, that it's almost a knee-jerk reaction without understanding the need to ensure the survival, the livelihoods, to secure livelihoods of people who are vulnerable. And a bigger problem that we need to look at is the root causes of this massive flight of Zimbabweans to South Africa. We have people like Charumbira here representing ZANU-PF who are in denial about the massive crisis that is there in Zimbabwe. And this is the problem. We cannot make progress until people begin to acknowledge that the country is in a mess, that the Mnangagwa government is failing in fundamental aspects and ways, and that there must be ways to address that without acknowledging and coming up with robust plan, we cannot make progress. The crisis at the Bacebridge border post is just a tip of the iceberg. And closing the border will not stop the mass flight of Zimbabweans to South Africa. There is need to look at corruption, because there is involvement, as acknowledged by South Africa, of Zimbabwean soldiers and the police who are taking bribes to assist people to cross the border across the Limpopo into South Africa. So corruption is a big issue. On both sides, people are coming up with fake COVID-19 certificates. It's desperation, but it's a massive problem that has to be addressed, not by simply stopping people, but also by identifying and punishing those that are behind the corruption. The enforcement agencies that are responsible for that. So we need to look at it holistically and say, what are the solutions? And I wanted to raise a point of disagreement with Mshanga, where he appears to be blaming, Zimbabweans in South Africa and saying they're involved in crime. Crime does not have nationality. If anyone commits a crime anywhere where they are, they must be held accountable and the law must take its course. What is wrong is to make a scapegoat, to blame a nationality and say, our people are committing. That is not correct. Whoever commits crime must pay for their crime as individuals. Because if we begin to say that Zimbabweans generally are committing crimes in South Africa, then we are feeding into the scapegoat narrative of xenophobia that is entrenched in South Africa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, I know Mr. Charumbira wants to respond, but maybe he can respond and then we just look at what's happening in Georgia and tomorrow there are elections. Gibbs, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Charumbira, what's your reaction to what some of our guests are saying? Just briefly say. Go ahead, Charumbira.
Yes, Mr. Charumbira.
I think he... Charumbira, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Mute button.
No, I think he's got a problem with his connection there.
Yes.
So maybe let's proceed to the next guest and maybe talk about other things. But Mr. Mtanga wants to react. Mr. Mtanga, go ahead.
Correct this gentleman who was speaking just now. I said South Africans don't want Zimbabweans in South Africa. Not that South Africans themselves don't commit crime. But if we're going to try and protect our people that they don't commit crime, and that's not the reason why South Africans hate them, when actually we see it, we hear it every day, South Africans crying that Zimbabweans are committing a lot of crime, and that's why they hate us. South Africans used to love Zimbabweans. Unfortunately, maybe he doesn't know. But I know South Africans used to love Zimbabwe. But right now, we are the most hated. I think even if he denies that, we are the most hated. The South Africans will tell you that the Malawis are better than Zimbabweans, even the Mozambicans. But Zimbabweans and Nigerians right now are classified as one. We are like the worst people in South Africa when it comes to crime. Whatever the steps they take from, I don't know, but it's the reality. And South Africans don't want us. There, we must admit, we have committed a lot of crimes. That's the bottom line. And we have I can say Zimbabwe is the highest number of people in South Africa here, people who are undocumented. And this makes them very angry that, why must we have people who are undocumented in the country? I don't know. He may have his own opinion. I have my own opinion. But I didn't say it's only Zimbabweans who commit crime.
Thank you.
Everybody else commit crime.
Yes, thank you so much. I don't see Namafutan Gonapo. Skulume kakhulu sikhangele ukuthi konoko kwenzakalayo kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha abantu abaningi. But siyabona ukuthi singakhuluma ngakho ukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile. So ke sikhulume ngokwenzakala kule Melika. Siyabona ukuthi umongameli Donald Trump
ubezama ukuthi aguqule ukhetho ngapho ukuthi wezethi eGeorgia ngale acine inqobile wena ubona njani konoko ngamafutshanisebe
mina phela ngisaphiwa ngesikhathi sokuthi lami ngikhulume ngicedise lapha ade kumele ngikhulume ngendaba le esanda ukudlula ngoba ecelise lapho ukuthi kancane eqinisweni that's not true yabona ngabona ne-assumption yokuthi eye amazimbabweni amazimbabweni alapho amane ngafundile abuye azosebenza ngamaphepha abo as much as bakhona aba-undocumented but abantu abaningi abasuka ezimbabwe ngabantu abafundileyo and abahamba besiyo improve i-economy ye-South Africa I don't think those statistics are true. Ama Nigerians, you never see a drug dealer who is a Zimbabwean. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. And Bemfumu responded also to Mr. Sunglasses, which, you know, I came here in South Africa. Why? Because of your rotten government. It's not that we want to be out of, so we want to, we don't want to stay in Zimbabwe. We want to stay in Zimbabwe. We get in touch each and every day when they call us. They are asking for, please, can you send us $10? It's not okay. It's not good. So we cannot just say, because I'm not in Zimbabwe, I don't know what is happening in Zimbabwe. That's, we have moved from Zimbabwe because you have treated us as tomatoes. So please, okay. Then towards the Abayama elections, I think, you know, we are not surprised that Donald Trump is very desperate. He tries to overturn the results and all those things, but he has not been successful. It's clearly, it's very clear that the constitution is working in USA. Like, it's really working. So I don't think really, I think Trump should just save his dignity just for once, because it's not going to happen. As much as we see, there's a lot of people.
One minute, exactly.
Okay. Mbonani mina uTrump nje yena hayi ngakumbe yena nje uyahluleka ngoba uyazama konke ukuthi nga uyahlala khona esikhundleni landani kodwa eqinisweni kuyazicacela nje ukuthi akulani uthole uzaphuma njalo i-constitution ye-America iyacaca nje ukuthi iyabaprotect iyayiprotecta ivoti yomuntu. So uTrump nje uyazama bakithi usepho ukuzama okokucina ngoba phela vele isikhathi sokuthi uJoe Biden afakwe sesisondela. So sezama ngendlela zonke ukuthi nga uyatshintsha izinto ngendlela ezenzakala ngayo. Kodwa-ke bonani nje yena kumele ukuthi nje hhayi adele umoya wakhe ukuthi yena aphume kukuhle angaphumi esekhathwa sokungasela lutho olwenzakalayo. So bonani mina nje usiqedele isikhathi njalo akasoze aphumile ngendlela esibona ngayo.
Yes, Tonga, 1 minute left.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, your take. Ramunga funga zenyi pane zvirikuitika ku Georgia kwatiri kuona kune runoff mangwana kwatiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vaTrump vari kutonetsana nevatungamiri vebato ravo ikoko kuti vaone kuti kwaita kuti bato ravo rikunde.
VaTrump dai vaita semunhu mukuru vakwanisa kubvumawo kuti kana zvaramba zvaramba. Uyezve chakanakira kuAmerica tiri kuona kuti kushanda kwavo matare avo edzimhosva achinda zvakanaka. VaTrump vari kuedza kupfekedzera nyaya asi dziri kuraswa zvakangonakawo zviri pachena. Saka tinoimba kuti runoff iri kwemangwana kuGeorgia inofamba zvakanaka, uyezve kukurudzirawo kuti kana vanenge vakundwa vagamuchirewo zviri pachena. Kana paine zvichemo zviri kungotambwa zvakanaka kumatare edzimhosva pasina mhirizhonga pari kuremekedzwa kuvhota kwevanhu murunyararo, ndozvakakosha izvo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Joe Mavinga. I think we've come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests this evening, human rights lawyer Joe Mavinga, Mr. Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF. He is in Zimbabwe right now. Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, a Zimbabwean who lives in South Africa, and Ms. Noctula Adonsi, who also lives in South Africa. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Nen. Ndijonga kandemiri ndichitimirira zvakanaka muwe negore zvakanaka. Bye bye.
Yes, sabo ankuru ke sizobazamzoke. Bye bye.